This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doubling down on reality in response to a growing number of people who are calling for info. What's truth? Justice in the American way? That could be the question. What is going on in your life and how can we help? The DJV program at your service and on your side with Jennifer Horn, front and center, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, this lady who's been nominated to be the first Army Secretary. And we are once again finding exceptionalism, when in fact, wouldn't it have been nice if somebody like this who had the, if she's the most qualified, what difference does it make whether she's a woman or a man or black or white or whatever
it
is?
Christine. She's the first one? Is she the first?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, well, that's
Christine.
Fine.
Well, what I'm saying is I find it troubling that it is that it's a big deal because she's a woman.
Yeah,
we know how sexist
then that's
the
a glass
Army
ceiling.
Is.
Yeah, that's a glass ceiling that's broken. That's a major accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not taking away from that. I'm just saying it's too bad it's taken so long
Absolutely.
And that we still qualify people by whether they're black or white or whether they're Asian or American or whether they're women or men or transgender. I mean, what difference does it make? If this person is most qualified for the job, I don't know if she is or she isn't. I don't think about her. But I hope she has not been sent to confirmation because she is a woman. I hope she's being sent to confirmation because she's the best person to hold the Army's top spot, top civilian post. Anyway, has she been in the service?
Tell us about her. What's her qualification?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what it is that brought her to the attention because I know they're looking for this sort of thing. She was the top policy official in the Pentagon during the Obama years. She looks to be quite young, and she was there. I'm looking at, so there are other women who are in good spots, if you will, but they're not in, they are looking, at least in this circumstance, that the people who are there that have, you know, the women who've been there have not been in a position to influence what might be Pentagon policies, war policy, that kind of stuff. So I think she's a policy wonk, much than anything else. She's the director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at the RAND Corporation out in Santa Monica. She was in the transition team at the Pentagon. She is, according to the stuff coming from the Secretary of Defense, a true patriot, whatever that means. That word is so abused these days. Who the hell knows what that means? And I don't know. Again,
well, what do you expect? This person that's going to run the Army is not a patriot.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that would fly.
Right. So let me put this to you this way, because we were talking about the Chinese once again. Let's say, what would the optics look like? And I know this is going to be sticky, but I'm going to ask the question anyway, because we were talking earlier, ladies and gentlemen, about the Chinese government and its new camera that is all over Amazon made by a company called Dahua. Is that how you pronounce it, Victoria? Dahua. And the Defense Department has said we will not use these. So they are aware of what happens. This company supports the military overview of trying to see what's on the ground everywhere in the world. So obviously they can use it for offensive purposes. I mean, hello. 2 and 2 is still 4. Let's get everybody's backyard in the picture so we can know where we're going if we decide we're going to invade America. And I don't think that that's a stretch. I think that's what they want. Either they want it for that reason or they want to intimidate us, one or the other. So let's say an American who is of Chinese descent gets appointed to one of these jobs. What do you think is going to happen in terms of review? Is it going to be more, less? Because the Secretary of Defense...
Do you mean on our side or on the side?
He said that this lady has deep expertise that's critical in addressing and determining... This is from the State Department. I'm sorry, the Pentagon's information sheet. She will be, her information, her expertise, critical in addressing and determining today's threats, including the pacing challenge from China and Russia and Iran and North Korea.
I mean, you're and to talk about the cameras, what you're talking about, they're wireless security cameras. And so those are just for sale to the public on Amazon. And so, I mean, this is something that now that this story has been broken, and I think Amazon is really feeling like they have, you know, some egg on their face because they purchased a lot of these cameras and used them in their own factories last year, in their own sorting centers. I would imagine Amazon is very quickly taking them down now that they know that there's a connection to the Chinese government and the military.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just think that it's something that we ought to be more aware of. I keep harping on it because I can't imagine people, once they know it, if you're paying attention, that you want these sorts of things in your home, you want them around. And, to further the business about, I didn't hear a response because I think it's a sticky question. But let's say somebody is,
Are you saying are they subjected or should they be subjected to more scrutiny?
Yeah.
Someone who's not of Chinese descent.
Yeah, right. And people say, well, remember what happened to the internment camps before World War II where they put all the Japanese.
American citizens? I mean,
American citizens he's talking about,
if you're an American citizen, you're an American citizen. Unless you're someone who's migrated here or might have connection. I mean, they do extensive background checks on anybody who would take a position like this, especially at the high levels the high security clearance that you need to hold this position. I can't imagine that it would be any different no matter who you are. I think it would be intense no matter your skin color, gender, or whatever.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. Meanwhile, in Tennessee, Jay, the student who fired at police and then was shot, well, how did this person get a gun into school? I guess that's the question. The high school in Knoxville. What's the local rap on this? You know, Knoxville's how far from where you are in Nashville? About 100 miles, right?
It's about a two and a half hour drive. Mm-hmm. This whole thing is just heartbreaking. They're believing that the student who had the gun is the one who was killed. Mm-hmm. There's no reports of arrests being made.
Well,
anybody who's being taken into question is because they were a witness.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question that I have, apparently this kid was in a bathroom in the high school, and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation ordered somebody was there. I don't know. The police were there, and they ordered the student to come out, but he wouldn't. So then he started shooting. So what was he in there for in the first place? Why was he hiding? I guess is something that will come out as people try to investigate. It's just, where do these guns come from?
Well, and I feel like that's the
How's
thing.
How's he doing in high school with a gun?
Yeah.
Wasn't there someone on campus with a gun to take him down?
Why weren't there metal detectors?
Why is there a push to remove police officers from campuses when stuff like this clearly happens? I don't understand why that has become
politically correctness. I think that's part of it, Jennifer. Frankly, I don't want to see a policeman in our school. That's like a police state.
That means that you're vilifying police in your mind. Why wouldn't you want to see a policeman?
If you're saying that about me, I'm not doing that at all. What I'm concerned about is that we've gotten to a state this is progress, I would say, with a question mark, having to have a policeman in school to protect the kids because there are a lot of these damn nuts who have. How does this kid at 17 get a hold of a gun and bring it to school? Regardless of whether there should be somebody there to protect him, how does he get it and bring it to school?
Well, look at other situations where it wasn't a student. It was somebody that wasn't even part of the school that brought a gun in. Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you ask, where do they get the guns, these are people who are engaging in criminal behavior. So where do all criminals get their guns? They're going to get them wherever they want.
But at 17, are you that sophisticated that you think it's
real? Well, Kyle Rittenhouse is 17, right? And we found out that he paid a friend who was old enough to buy one. He bought a gun from his friend. So, it's not that hard, unfortunately, it's not that hard to illegally acquire a gun in this country. It's just, I don't know. I mean, that's, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you have money and you have, you know, the will to do it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. And no gun law is going to stop that. That's the thing.
No gun law is going to stop that from criminal hands.
If one of these students, if their parents have a gun in the house and they don't lock it up properly and the kid knows how to access it, I mean, it doesn't have to be this whole other thing. I mean, they could easily get it from within their own house.
More bad news for Governor Cuomo after this on the DJV program.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
18 after the hour on the DJV program. A couple of quick things here. Women and men who are working with the governor, for the governor in Albany, including a lot of aides and lobbyists and folks who are elected to positions, say that New York, the capital city, and the offices in New York City rife with sexual harassment. Rife with all kinds of stuff. And that the finger is not necessarily pointed just at Cuomo, but at others who are in that work environment that he apparently allowed to be. It was known that it was okay, you could get away with that sort of thing. So the more and more of that stuff is piling up. Meanwhile, the story from Miami today, in the Miami Herald, is a story about police going to a home because the neighbors called in a child abuse complaint. When they went to the home, the complaint was about the mother having a Dr. Seuss book on the porch.
Oh, no, come on.
Yep, no, look at the Miami Herald. Dr. Seuss books, because all of the stuff, the headlines lately, this next-door nosy neighbor.
That phone call to the police, though? I need phone to report call, some child abuse.
Yeah.
Okay,
what? And then that's it. That's all I say.
They don't go then, further. What are you reporting exactly? Well, it's a Dr. Seuss. Green eggs and ham is sitting on the porch. Like that. Yeah. It doesn't go deeper than that.
This is why there's more training needed. The dispatcher should have asked more because they didn't know that that was what they were going there for. Somebody should
have
had more information.
Do you know how hard the rules are if you're a teacher or if you're, forget being even in law enforcement, if you're a teacher, a doctor, a psychologist who is told that there's a child abuse claim? You have to act on it no matter what. Mm. You can't say, oh, that's not really child abuse. You have to investigate it.
Dr.
Seuss.
Rules
are really tough. Yeah.
And you talk about me and using phrases like out of wedlock. Good God. 21 after the hour.
To Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Trending time at 23 after the hour. I got a beef here. Now with Jay. She's the instrument of information. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, Doug, with a focus on what I have lived for since 1993, 4 months of the year in Los Angeles County, mostly Santa Monica in that area. And one of the pleasures that I have enjoyed every year for years has been going to the various ArcLight cinemas. There's one in Santa Monica. There's one in Culver City. The most iconic one is in Hollywood, the old Cinerama theater that they took over. And now they're all going to be closed, it looks like. Right? Isn't that the situation? And a lot of people are weighing in on this as to the reason for it, Jay.
Yeah, so their owner, Decurion, has issued a statement that they're all going to be shut down, ArcLight Cinemas, Pacific Theaters. Just recently, we were hearing that those chains were shooting for a Memorial Day weekend reopening. They were going to have Cruella and A Quiet Place Part 2. And now it's completely donezo. The new location in Culver City, they owe like over $100,000 just for their March rent alone, $181,000.
Yeah,
landlords are just not working with them. The landlords are like, yep, just that's
it. What the hell else are they going to do with those theaters?
I know.
Nobody else. The movie business, they're not going to exchange, you know, like, AMC is not going to go take those places over. They'll be lucky to be able to keep there.
Yeah, right. The movie theater industry was, it was shellacked by all these shutdowns.
Well, but then the greedy bastards at Disney, which now are pushing for all of the movies to be, on Disney Plus or wherever it is, they're responsible for this sort of stuff. And one wonders what's going to happen to the fare at the big auditoriums. People want to go back to the movies. That's clear. But anyway,
I feel like this is a warning shot for other COVID stuff, though. I mean, everybody's like, kind of in this period where we're a little optimistic that things are starting to loosen up a little bit. But once those moratorium orders are lifted on people's rent, on people's home loans, on people's commercial real estate, I can't imagine. Watch the tank. Yeah, for people who haven't paid anything for a year and going, okay, now you're start paying.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be a payment plan. It's going to be, okay, now you owe us all of this by the end of this month.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, there was actually a new ArcLight in Boston that was supposed to open up. And I was looking forward to that. Anyway, it's just bizarre.
It's a real bummer. It is a real bummer.
Yeah, it is. Yep. It's not a good sign of the times. All right. Here's Ted Nugent, who's clueless again. What's that story, Jay?
He was wondering why there was no shutdown with COVID 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way through 18, but why all of a sudden there's a COVID 19 shutdown.
Oh, my God.
Yep. This was a real rant.
He was being funny, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Yeah. I hope he's being funny.
So
I mean,
for
he's
those
not
who
a
don't
dumb
know,
guy.
Yeah. For those who don't know, the 19 in COVID 19 is because that was the year that it was found.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not number 19.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
And there
have been six other strains of coronavirus to infect humans in recent history, but those were not COVID 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, my comment is not aimed at you, but I look at this story about the talk that's trending, and I think to myself, who cares? Why should anybody give a rat's butt about this? Who cares about who's on these daytime talk shows that nobody's watching anyway? This is a completely made-for-publicity sort of story, and people get suckered into it, Jay. Is that, you know, I mean, how many times do we have the same damn conversation about what Sharon Osbourne thinks and racism? This is so old and so trite. It just, I don't know, maybe that's just me, but.
Well, yesterday was the first airing since the week they had that big blow up and everything shut down during investigation. Yeah. So they finally went back to new episodes as of yesterday, and they dedicated the entire show to that conversation.
Hmm. And?
Yeah,
so
I'm kind of with Douglas. Does anyone care?
And now we can move on.
Yeah. Who has an investigation over?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A meeting on Monday led by President Biden that featured legislators on both sides of the aisle received positive reviews from Republicans and Democrats as Congress tries to hammer out a major infrastructure package that could end up north of $2 trillion. It was a good discussion, Senator Roger Wicker, a Republican from Mississippi, told reporters afterwards. Michigan attorney Matthew DiPerno filed a lawsuit challenging voter fraud and electronic meddling with the 2020 elections in his state. The lawsuit filed last week is based on several forensic reports. These reports revealed thousands of ballots were illegally cast for Joe Biden and that there was electronic manipulation of votes. Blue Origin, the Jeff Bezos-led space company, announced that it was targeting Wednesday for the launch of its NS-15 rehearsal mission. The company said in a tweet Monday that the launch is set to take place from its launch site near Van Horn, Texas, USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
In the spirit of no one remembers second place, let's remember second place. NASCAR's Chase Elliott reflects on a hard-fought second-place finish and breaks down his day at Martinsville Speedway Sunday.
I mean, I really felt like we were not perfect, for sure, all day, but we did make it better, I think, as the day went along. And, you know, the run was kind of that right distance for me there at the end to maximize it. I felt like if it was any longer than that, I was probably going to fade again, kind of like I had been all day. But I really appreciate the effort. We worked really hard today to get, you know, get back to second. I feel like every, you know, strategy call and circumstance just kind of went the other direction for us, and had a couple good restarts there at the end, had a good pit stop, and made a good last adjustment just for a short run. But definitely need to be better. Our Napa team's been working hard. We've had a very eventful year, I feel like, so it's nice to just have a solid day, got some stage points, and got a good finish. So we'll try to go get them next week.
Martin Truex Jr. won the Martinsville race. Next weekend, NASCAR is in Richmond, Virginia. The GOAT is sending out well wishes to an old teammate. Tom Brady is praising his ex-teammate Julian Edelman for his dedication on the field and being an all-around great guy off it as well. Mr. Edelman announced his retirement from the NFL. On the biggest stage and in the biggest moments, you always came through, Brady said in a post Monday. I was a witness to so much of the journey and am so proud of you and how you grew from a seventh-round underdog to an older seventh-round underdog. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Solutions to problems. If you don't want to get sick, stay home. How's that? Pretty good. You like that? That's the way it works. Solutions to problems. Some problems we can fix, some we can't. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the vaccines. I noticed, I look at all of this stuff about the vaccines, and I think to myself, oy, the COVID relation. There's two headlines that I'm looking at in my local paper. COVID-19 vaccine equity program advances. So that's been a big sub-issue, right, of all of this. The folks of color not getting shots as quickly as white people, some areas. And then the other headline is COVID infections increase for the youngest residents.
Yeah, that's the B117 variant that's
right,
putting
yeah.
more younger people in the hospital.
And then I'm chuckling because one of the trending stories that we were talking about was Ted Nugent wanting to know more about COVID-18 and 17 and 16, not recognizing the fact that the reason it's called COVID-19 is because it happened in 2019. So there's a smile to be, even in the darkest of all of these stories, you can realize something that is just, you know, okay. So that might, people say, is he that dumb? I don't know whether he's that dumb or he's not that dumb.
I hope it's a joke, because if you are that stupid, where have you been? I mean, I really do hope it is a joke. I'm no Ted Nugent fan, but, I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. No. All right, so what's the latest, Victoria, on all of this? Let's stretch it. We don't have to stretch it out. Just
the
give
latest
us some
on
updates.
Ted Nugent? I don't know.
No, right. No, COVID, infections, vaccines, numbers.
Well, if you want to, okay, if you want to talk about some brand new breaking news, the Johnson & Johnson is, yeah. If that's what you're mentioning, I know you're being very vague, so I'm not sure where you
are. Well, no, I think it was, we were talking about Johnson & Johnson before, and the fact that they're yanking everything off the market, this is not going to be great. If you own stock in Johnson & Johnson, you probably should sell it. Well, maybe not, just hold on to it, but it's not going to go anywhere but down today.
Well, the story is that, yeah, the federal health officials are expected to put an immediate pause on the use of the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. Six recipients in the U.S. have developed a rare disorder involving blood clots within about 2 weeks of vaccination. That's the real reason. All six recipients are women, ages 18 to 48. One woman died. A second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized and is in critical condition. 7 million people so far in the U.S. have gotten the J&J shot. Roughly 9 million more doses have been shipped to states. So they're just putting a pause on all of it. The J&J has been used at a lot of mega sites, so it's a one and done, which makes sense, so that you can process more people and then they don't have to come back 3 weeks later.
What is the reason for there being 2 weeks between shots? I didn't quite ever understood.
3 weeks or 4 weeks? Yeah.
For your antibodies.
Well,
whatever
it is.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Right, and then you need your booster.
I have a theory about the Johnson & Johnson. I'm not a doctor, so it's just a theory, but one of the side effects of COVID is blood clots. That's a pretty common one for people who have had it. So, for instance, when I heard about that, I started taking a baby aspirin. I just added it to my repertoire that I take every morning. But I wonder, because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is dead virus, if maybe that's what's sticking around, because you're really getting inserted with the virus with Johnson & Johnson. You're not with Moderna and Pfizer. It's kind of an artificial manipulation of your immune system. So I wonder if that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Well, they're pausing while they investigate, and Jen could have a very strong theory with that. This is the same issue that AstraZeneca has been facing, which is why so many people, and we never approved of the AstraZeneca vaccine here. They've yanked it in a lot of places throughout Europe. They put a lot of restrictions on who can get it, who can't. They wouldn't let anyone over 60 or something, or 55 now. I think in Europe you can't get it if you're over that age. Maybe it is the blood clot concern that is popping up with J&J. I don't know.
Well, the idea here is to get more people vaccinated. No question about that. Some people are suggesting that more people get the first vaccine and put second on hold. So at least there are more people who have one vaccine dose, because many of the doctors are saying that it's urgent that we get some of this stuff into everybody's body or as many people as possible. Does that make sense under the circumstance? And I'm not going to ask Dr. Fauci that question.
I'm still taking my second shot on the 24th. No one's kicking me out of line, so no, I want to be fully inoculated. Mm-hmm. If they change the rules down the road, okay, but for right now, I'm going to follow the script.
Well, one of the things that is a concern is that if you have a delay between shots, there are new variants developing. Would you say 300 variants?
700 in New Jersey.
700.
Yeah.
So are all of these going to, are you going to then make yourself more vulnerable to getting it if you don't have the boost that you get from the second shot? And then there's more
That's
theory.
That's a concern.
Yep. Yeah, it is, right? It's a real concern. If you look over at Britain, large benefits from maximizing the number of people who get one shot, though, and that's where this info is coming from, Victoria. The British have deliberately delayed second shots 12 weeks instead of two between the shots. And apparently the results are pretty good on the B.1.1.7 variant. There are fewer people, the number of people which spiked, what, a couple of weeks ago, way down now. So maybe that's the secret. Under the circumstances, there's no real scientific evidence of how any of this stuff works. They're all shooting by the, grabbing their pants.
Well, because we just haven't had enough time yet. So, they know that Pfizer gives you 6 months of immunity. But most people have only had it for 6 months. So until they reach the 8 and 10 month and maybe 1 year mark, we won't really know because we're doing this in real time. And that's not how any vaccines are developed. That's why it takes years for vaccines to be approved, because they have to do all of this testing that we're all now living experiments with.
So there's a problem in Michigan. Refresh my memory. What is the governor there is at odds with the feds? So she's asked for more vaccine, and they said you can't have more because they want them.
She's got a real problem. That's Governor Whitmer, who kind of has had the same problems to a smaller extent that Newsom had. She was the one who gave special treatment to her husband while she was shutting everything else down. She also had the same story with New York that Andrew Cuomo did, putting people in nursing homes. The difference is that she was more upfront about it, and that she offered money to nursing homes that would take COVID-positive patients. So that's how she's kind of risen above the fray. But Michigan's really having a hard outbreak, and so instead of just encouraging vaccines and kind of letting things go, she's being pressured to close things down again. The CDC says that she should close things down. And I don't know if she's asking for more vaccines or not. I'm not sure about that, but...
Why would she be denied? Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Trouble.
Why would she be denied more vaccines? They're the number one hot spot in the country.
Yeah, that didn't make a lot of sense. Send them where they're needed.
Right.
Is this all political? Is Whitmer a Republican or is she a Democrat?
No, she's a Democrat. Wait, so are you saying that this has happened, or is this like a Doug story? Like, is this a...
No, it says... No, fact check me. The feds said they will not send any more... they're not going to send the allotment is the allotment, and that's what you're going to get. And if that's too bad, if you don't like it, that's basically, yes, you can fact check that.
Okay.
42 past the hour. Speaking of fact checking, you can check in with our download every day and see if I have the facts right. The daily DJV download at djvshow.com. Most recent one is a focus on the food supply and how four companies control the seeds and what grows in the entire world. That is certainly something that was trending, and you can get the story behind the story if you didn't hear that. Who controls worldwide food production? You'll get that story and so much more. You'll pick up on the gist of many of our conversations every day. If you don't listen to the whole program, you can listen to the download. DJV Show at, where are we? DJVshow.com, that's it. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. All right, people in the news on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, Kanye West first up. I don't know whether we put him first or Kim Kardashian. They're getting a divorce, and apparently Kanye wants joint custody? Was there a question that he wasn't going to get custody or any rights at all?
She already agreed to this, so I don't know why this is, like, now making news, because they had all of their agreements done before she filed for divorce.
Really?
So, I think because his paperwork may have just come out. That's what I think. Because they've already done this. I mean, they haven't been together. They've agreed on this stuff. But I think it's just because it's made public, and so then it's a breaking news story. It's all
Okay, here's breaking news that's important. Dolly Parton has a new ice cream line. A new ice cream flavor made by Dolly and artisan ice cream company Jenny. In such high demand, customers trying to get their hands on it. It's a limited run, and they're selling it in pints. It's called Strawberry Pretzel Pie, described as layers of salty pretzel streusel, subtly sweet, effortlessly tangy. It has cream cheese ice cream in it. Lipstick, red strawberry sauce. Good God. Talking about packing on the pounds.
You know, I'd like to try it. I was really turned off by the idea of strawberry and pretzel, but I was listening to someone talk, and apparently that's a Southern specialty that I'm just not aware of. My mom was from the South, but we never had pretzel pie, so.
Yeah, it's this weird, like, jello-y thing. It has, like, whipped cream kind of stuff.
Have you tasted it?
And crumbled pretzels. Yeah, I'm not a fan. It's not my cup of tea. But
you ate it. You got bought some and had
not this ice cream, Doug. She's not talking about that. She's talking about the pie.
Like, no, the actual
the
strawberry pretzel pie.
Pretzel pie.
So that turning into ice cream. But the thing, the crazy thing about this story is that the whole website crashed because this was in such high demand that no one got any. And here's the other thing that's odd to me. People are selling the pints that they were able to get on eBay for $1,000 a pint.
And where? How are they shipping it so that there's anything left when you get it at your end?
I guess dry ice.
Hello.
I don't know. I mean, it's a very weird thing. But that's just how much Dolly is in demand. So good for her.
Dolly,
I love that anything she does.
All right. So is Carol Baskin in that much demand? Apparently there's a new apparel line. I heard Jennifer whisper, I'm going to get it. The line is
Carol
called,
Baskin's sort of like the Florida version of Dolly Parton.
Right.
Really?
True.
The line is called, Are You Kidding Me? So what do we expect to come from this, ladies?
Oh, it's lots of leopard.
I was just going to say, a lot of animal print.
A lot of animal print.
Flower
they have
crowns.
There's a flower crown that you can buy, just like the one that Carol likes to wear. They have face masks, they have sweatshirts, baby onesies, color changing mugs, wall art. They have the all over print leggings, which you can imagine Carol Baskin wears. Cheetah tiger or leopard. And then I think one of my favorites is she has this really hideous sweatshirt that has her face on it with a flower crown and
gotta have it, and
all kinds of like prints and stuff around it.
Is it sad, though, I'd feel like a traitor if I bought anything from her? Because I feel like I'm Team Exotic, so...
Right.
All sales through Earth Day next week will support the Bobcat Rehab Program, as well as her other cat efforts. So is that going to be an enhancement when people buy more because they want to support her projects?
No. I think it has nothing to do with what she's going to do with the money. I think people just want to have the junk.
Yeah. So, is it junk though? Is it bad quality? How do you know?
Real animal lovers may actually not want to buy stuff from Carol Baskin. To be honest, I mean, all of these things are just so, I don't know. They're just not right.
Remind people what her relationship is to the guy who's in jail.
They tried to kill her.
Please.
They're mortal enemies, even though they do the exact same thing. But yes.
Yeah. Send the cat to get him.
They actually are the same person, just different genders.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. All right. There it is. The latest Carol Baskin
snappy
stuff.
Dressers.
It's 10 before the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver
is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doctor time on the DJV program, DJV Health in the Focus. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, Nooker chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, a hero in Salt Lake City and around the rest of the country, if not the world.
Oh, totally.
Big.
Totally.
Big time stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so you have been nosing around, as you usually do. Not that you're nosy, but you are concerned about things, getting people the information. We have talked a lot in the years that have passed. We have had a number of years that have passed since we first started talking. And one of the things that doesn't get a lot of respect, I feel like Rodney Dangerfield doesn't get much respect, are the trace minerals that are around. I know that it's an important part of the standard process line, which is a very integral part of your service, the standard process supplement line, which I take every day. This is pretty much my exclusive go-to for getting the things in my body that I don't get in food, and that's where you take supplements, to get things in your body you don't get in the food. So why do we all need these trace minerals? There are, what, 8 of them?
Yeah, iron, zinc, iodine, selenium, copper, manganese, chromium, and molybdenum. And any one of these
Ooh.
That we are short of.
You want to try that one again?
Molybdenum.
Molybdenum.
Molybdenum. Okay. Molybdenum.
Right. There'll be a test on this later on. Yeah.
Yeah. We are mineral beings. The whole idea of the food that we get is not just for calories and fat and protein. What we need are minerals, because we are mineral-based in the sense that chemical reactions require the presence of minerals. And we get our minerals from eating the plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom. Animal foods do not come up with minerals by themselves. They do because they eat sea vegetation or they eat earthbound vegetation that comes from mineral-rich soils. The problem is we don't have a whole lot of mineral-rich soils anymore.
Right. Right.
So when I talk to patients...
Were you in on the conversation that I had a couple of weeks ago? I thought I had it in the health shows as well as the DJV show. I did some research on my land.
Uh-huh.
Four or five fields and I do a test. And for some reason, this year, what came up more prominently than anything else was the amount of lead in the earth and in the soil that I'm planting hay and corn and stuff in. And then starting to do a little nosing around, I think I said to you that the first 3 inches of soil, pretty much everywhere, has got lead in it because of what we've been spewing out of our exhaust pipes for the past 100 years. So,
well, we have much reduced lead in our gasolines, but there's still lead in manufacturing plants and what they blow off in the air. And even though you can get gasoline for your car now that's got greatly reduced amounts of lead, the processing plants that are taking that crude oil and turning it into diesel, gasoline, all the other distillates that they do, have to blow off that lead into the atmosphere. Now, most of it gets burned up, and those flames that you see burning up over the top, they have scrubbers, they have certain kinds of condensers that will break the stuff down so it doesn't get into the air even though it's been combusted. But depending on the level of technology and the level of lead that's in the material that they're running through those things, it still ends up in the air falling down on the ground.
So these 8 trace minerals that we ought to have in our diet, do we need to supplement? Is there food?
Yes. Well, trace minerals,
B12, zinc, iodine, all these things that you're talking about?
I send you a perfect little package in a small bottle, trace minerals B12 from ForbiddenDoctor.com. It is one of the best totally food-sourced manufactured forms of these vitamins. They come from foods. And, you know, the iron, you're going to have poor hemoglobin. Zinc, you're going to have a lot. There's 300 enzymes that are necessary for zinc. Iodine, your thyroid isn't going to work right. Selenium, an antioxidant that breaks down free radicals. Copper and iron balance one another. Manganese is necessary to break down sugar. Chromium is absolutely necessary to maintain sugar levels in the bloodstream. And molybdenum is another mineral that's involved with detoxifying toxins from the body. So if we don't have those, we're in trouble.
Trace minerals B12 from ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check it out, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. Now a reminder about how to get healthy the right way by losing weight. So many different things you can do to keep your body. There's no reason why you should be sick because there's so many things around you can do to keep yourself in shape. You got to make a decision. And when it comes to losing weight and keeping it off, the best decision is to use Calitrin because it doesn't have any drugs, no stimulants. It's all natural. Fabulous way to lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off. Check it out.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.